Blog Talk Radio.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection Prayer Line. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the mercy, the grace. Thank God for who He is. Because victory is mine. Victory is mine today. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, not on our situation, not on our circumstances, but on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we continue to believe that the victory is ours. We are overcomers, triumphers, hallelujah, victorious, more than a conqueror, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Today, hallelujah, it's the Lord's day. And help us, God, to keep our focus, hallelujah, speak and decree and declare what your word say, by faith, trust you when we can't trace it, stand on the promises of the Lord with the whole armor of God, letting the Holy Spirit do the leading and Him do the guiding, and make sure what comes out of our mouth is going to glorify you, hallelujah, and minister to the hearer. In the name of Jesus, victory is mine. Hallelujah, today, 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 today. Walking by faith and not by sight, making our choices to glorify and magnify, uplift the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. No man, glory to God, that comes against us, hallelujah, will be able, glory to God, to stand, hallelujah, when we stand on the promises of the Lord, because He is our refuge and our vindicator, hallelujah, a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Bless God, we thank God for Mother Willette, thank God for Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, and God bless, glory to God, and touch her and encourage her heart too as well. Thank the Lord, glory to God, for our other guests that's on the line in the name of Jesus and those that are yet coming. And we thank God for Mother, close to an hour ago, talking to Mother Alexander. She has a meeting tonight, so she'll be praying, but she won't be online tonight, but she'll have us in prayer. Praise God. And we bless the Lord. I mentioned it now, but we'll mention it again that pray for Sister Rachel. Praise the Lord for her brother. Glory to God. Her for a loved one going on. Hallelujah. I believe it was yesterday when Mother McCormick told me, and I talked to Rachel today. Thank the Lord. So we pray for her and her, evidently Mother, that Sister Rachel that it came on there, and I thought it was Mother Mother McCormick, but praise God, we pray for her and her family that they be strengthened and encouraged during this time of bereavement as well. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. God, we make an out choice to stand on your word, walking through these trying times, and you said you never leave us nor forsake us, and you'll be with us to the end. So in the midst of it all, we pray, God, send you comfort and encouragement to them in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. As we lift up the name of Jesus tonight, we're going to get prepared now to do our scripture reading, and then we're going to go right on in to prayer. Hallelujah. And as the Lord directs, we're going to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through the prayers. And if the prophet has a word tonight, we'll hear that too. Amen. However God leads, we just want to be in his will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're just going to Isaiah 40. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have some scriptures you know about heart, but then again, sometimes you want to get the whole gist of it because we have put a little word here and there, and we do know what scriptures do read differently in certain Bibles, but I just want to read Isaiah 40, and we start at the 28th verse. It says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, eighth verse says, 28 says, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And as we read it in Amplified, thank God some of our other glory to God guests and prayer warriors coming on. We read in Amplified, and we're going to give them a couple moments. Once I read that, we start right on the prayer. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, that the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who have no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Even youth shall faint and be weary and selected. Young men shall freely stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait on the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God, as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, and not become tired. Praise the Lord. In him we live and move and have our beings. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Well, our choice is to stand on the promises of the Lord, rejoice in him, and him be glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come in your presence today, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude. Thank God for Jesus as we exalt his name and exalt him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Thank God for his love and kindness and mercy and grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, Lord God, that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb through Jesus Christ. Thank God, glory to God, hallelujah, for his love and kindness. Ah, that he loved us so much while we were yet sinners, while we were yet in darkness, he died for the ungodly. Thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of all that's going on in our lives, you tell us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Ah, we can walk out of his hand, but nobody can pluck us out of it. God, help us to make the choice that we just rest and let you rule and guide us in the name of Jesus, that we'll be unmovable, hallelujah, that we'll be steadfast, that we'll be in a place like that tree planted by the rivers of water, not be moved. Help us, glory to God, to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and not allow the cares of this life to cause us, glory to God, to be turmoil or tortured by the enemy, and all glory to God, and cause us to be uprooted from the things that you said. Help us to be wise and have discernment. God, help us to pray one for another and bear one another burdens. God, help us to stay in your word and your word to get in us. Seek out your face and glory to God. Be a vessel that you can get glory out of. Oh, God, let you stir up the fire in us of a desire more and more. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Help us to remember that you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You know everything. You're omnipotent. I'm not present. Nothing goes on that you don't know anything about. God, help us to stand on the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. Glory to God. You are a source. Hallelujah. You, glory to God. What we need in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to look to you, oh, Father, and not get caught up on what's going on around us, what we don't have. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else is going to be added. Oh, God, help us to know that you're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. Whatever we need in the spiritual realm, the natural realm, the physical realm, the emotional realm, whatever, glory to God, we'll need. Oh, for our health, glory to God, for the spiritual, natural, and physical, on that, God, for the things that we need to support. Supply in the food, the clothing, the shelter, hallelujah, for the loved ones, for this, that, and the other. God, help us, even in the time of grief and sorrow and hurt. You never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to trust you when we can't trace you, because the enemy is all about destruction and stealing and killing and destroying. But John 10:10 says you came to give us life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, you even told us in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to know, glory to you, the God that said you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding, as you said in Philippians 4, that glory to God, that when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee, you said you give us that peace, not as what the world gives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, God, we got to learn like never before to know, hallelujah, things will happen and will occur, but you didn't give us a spirit of faintheartedness, and you said, be not weary in well-doing, you all we shall reap if we faint not. Help us to not faint no matter what the situation and circumstances. You told Peter, glory to God, hallelujah, that you said that the enemy came, Satan came, glory to God, to sift you as wheat, but I'm praying that your faith faileth not. Oh, God, and even in that praying, your faith faileth not, and even when we've been restored, oh, glory, you told Peter and so forth, when he's been restored, then he'll go to strengthen his brother when he's been converted. God, help us to remember, glory to God, when we go through to other, pray for others and to intercede and to be a testimony, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus. Help us like never before. There's so much chaos going on in the world. But God, you told us to be able to stand in the gap to pray one for another. Pray, glory to God, that we will search ourselves, like you said in Corinthians daily, to examine ourselves to make sure we're in the faith so that we can be effective in when we pray, glory to God, and be life-changing situations occur, God, because of our prayers and because of our faith. But God, we got to have clean hearts, because you said only pure in heart can see God. So God, help us, glory to God, to make sure our house is clean so that way we can be able to help somebody. But we got to have faith. We got to have, glory to God, some power and authority to walk in and let the Holy Spirit do the guiding and leading us, to give us the strength, glory to God. Hallelujah, to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you today. We appreciate you. So much going on, and you gave us these giftings, hallelujah, in our lives to be a vessel that you can use for your glory. Too many people are sick. Too many people that don't know you in the part of their sins. Too many people, glory to God, need encouragement. Too many people, glory to God, that are going through, and the enemy is just shaking them around and got them confused and chaos. Our prayers, and that's why we're praying in the sea, glory to God. That's why we are the prayer warriors to war, hallelujah, against the forces of evil in the name of Jesus to come to bring destruction. God, our choice. Our choice got to be, and we want, glory to God, to succeed, to see the phenomenal things for the hand of God to work in operation in our lives. We got to be steadfast in the faith. We got to be honest. We got to be faithful. We got to be committed. We got to be in a place, glory to God, that you get the glory, not, glory to God, trying to exalt flesh. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray against sickness and disease, every foul and unclean spirit that come even for the mental challenges and confusion of the mind. We come against right now in the name of Jesus. Heart attacks and strokes and cancer and sugar diabetes and, glory to God, kidney failures and all kinds of things that are going on even with arthritis, bursitis, and every kind of ache. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We come against lies and deceit that got people, glory to God, bound by, glory to God, fear in the name of Jesus and causing other issues in their bodies and causing, glory to God, ulcers and other things, glory to God. We come against tumors and things, glory to God, and cataracts and step over the gap of blindness and crippleness in the name of Jesus. For over that voice of the spirit that comes to deform children and deform people in the name of Jesus. We come against accidents and step over the gap of people being broke up and killed and grow over the gap from freak accidents. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against those things right now in Jesus' name. We come against the forces of evil, glory to God, that bring in some of these diseases that and sickness that even the doctors don't even have names for. We plead the blood of Jesus and some of the plagues and stuff that he already plotting and planning to expose to bring out. And we come against the evil ones that, glory to God, setting up things, glory to God, to cause different things to come up, to cause people to be sick and things to happen because they want, glory to God, to try to do the process of elimination. Oh, they're supposed to have the power, glory to God, to turn back around and choose who's going to live and who's not going to live. The devil is a liar. We come against abortions in the name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, the abortion that people just out there just killing babies. We are not talking about health or somebody's life in danger for them to turn back. We're talking about just turn back around because you done did it, got caught now and so forth. Like, I don't want it, so I discard it just like it's nothing and no life. And even if things done happen in our lives and we didn't have no knowledge of it, that's one thing. But when you come into the knowledge of truth and know how to pray and bind up the hand of the enemy so it won't be that repeat offenders of glory to God, people just doing things just to do it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come against, glory to God, people that are out there just bringing destruction in the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hold, you foul and unclean spirit. Oh, in the name of Jesus, sickness and disease did not come from the Lord. Oh, God, we are praying for your healing power. We are praying for wisdom, even in the things, glory to God, that we can do something about, but the things that we can't, we climb up the foul spirit of the devil that comes to bring destruction in the name of Jesus. We come against those who are having allergies and those that, glory to God, going through respiratory problems in the name of Jesus. Even some that might be still going through COVID are because of that plague that was out here in the name of Jesus. We come against the fear of it in the name of Jesus for the torment. All you say, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. And some, glory to God, are bound by reoccurrences of what they feel like and speaking things of glory to God on themselves. Hallelujah. Not even recognizing the trick and the snare of the enemy. And you said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, God, awakening, awakening. And when knowledge and truth come to the table, we pray against the spirit of the enemy that's rejecting what your word is saying. When truth comes, in the name of Jesus, oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We speaking forth life, glory to God, praying for glory to God for people of God that are called by your name. And God, we are praying for any wickedness or sickness or glory to God, confusion or chaos in the body of Christ for deliverance. So we can be on one accord and pray and seek your faith, turn from the wicked ways in the name of Jesus and let go and let God, hallelujah, let go of this world, hallelujah, and this world system and all the things that it's glory to God are enticing. In the name of Jesus, flesh got to die because it's always going to be craving something contrary to the will of the Lord. God, we got to pray one for another. Pray, glory to God, that the body of Christ will awaken us so we can be on our post to come against these foul spirits in the name of Jesus, not only for others, but even in our own lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, like Paul said, I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. We got to be willing and obedient, glory, to eat the good of the land and be in a place, glory, that God can use us for his glory. We don't want to be those people that praise you with our lips and our heart be far from you. We don't want to be those people that, glory, use our gifts and talents just to appease ourselves. And then, glory to God, when you come back, you say, hallelujah, either well done, my good and faithful servant, or you're going to say, depart from me, my workers of iniquity. He's not going to want to hear. Well, didn't I cast out devils in your name? Didn't I glory to God prophesy in your name? Didn't I do this in your name? He's not going to want to hear because he knows the heart of every man. And God, if we're not walking and walk according to your will on the straight and narrow and doing what you require of them and having a repentant heart and striving for more and more of you, then the enemy is just glory to God. How they're going to have some people out. Hallelujah, a ship without a sail. God, help us, glory to God, to be faithful in that you call so we can be on our post, so we can see more people being delivered of cancer, delivered of heart attack, delivered, glory, from strokes and sugar diabetes and cancer, glory to God, and kidney failures and respiratory problems and even mental challenges for Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever. Oh, come against, glory to God, those things with tumors and other things that the enemy will send out. In the name of Jesus, come against, glory to God, the spirit of murder. murder, murder, blood running in the streets like water. The blood of Jesus, people just shooting and taking advantage of this. The adversary, adversary just using it. Just a thought come to mind and just do it. Oh, God, some that don't even have a heart of compassion or love or anything. In the name of Jesus, just whatever. Some just angry and frustrated. Some just go out bitter about how they was treated or how they came up and just don't care about nobody. Some bad just because I lost my job or the other ones are mad because I done lost all of this, that, and the other. Then they want to kill themselves and the family. Other ones go right because I don't want, you're not going to leave me. Nobody else ain't going to have you and all kind of craziness. The blood of Jesus. Jealousy, you said, is cruel as the grave. Hallelujah. Whatever kind of jealousy that comes, it is cruel as the grave, you said, in the name of Jesus. And if envious, oh my God, Jesus, I pray like never before. Oh, we come against that crab-minded spirit in the name of, we know it's in the world, but it's in the body of Christ too, as well as jealousy. You done told us to speak against, not to be caught, go around busy about it, and so in discord, in Jesus' name, oh God, and thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to, the blood of Jesus. You said to esteem others more highly and not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. God, we pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, all of this exalting flesh. Oh, my God, parading flesh all over the place, trying to go over there when caught up in greed and caught up in high-minded, caught up in pride. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Awakening, too many lives are lost. Look what's going on in Maui. Look what happened, glory to God, in Morocco. Look what's going on, glory to God, in the earth realm, even all around the globe with earthquakes, and even right here, hallelujah, in our United States, even with storms, and even across the world, even the states go over there. People hadn't even been restored in some areas. In Haiti, some people go right still yet out there. Oh, glory to God. In various places, things that happen, they don't even have an adequate food, living in tents and living this way, or glory to God, incarcerated, glory to God, and even thinking you come into a better place and come to find out you're even losing your life in the midst of it, trying to get away from other stuff. There's so many things going on in the earth realm. People in their prejudiceness, oh, the blood of Jesus, which some would be hiding still behind the scenes, and other ones, this is obvious, glory to God, day and night. Lord, we are praying for a change. You made us all as, glory, as people. Which direction they choose is going to be up to them, because Jesus already died and said it is finished when he hung on that cross and suffered and died on our behalf, bleeding in the name of Jesus, being beat unrecognizable. All glory to God, and he said it is finished. Now it's up to us to make the choice, and even the choices that we made, we are under grace, but grace does not give us, glory, our cloak, hallelujah, for our sins. We got to live a life accordingly. Come against that spirit of deception that have caused so many people to be deceived. Oh, once saved, always saved. And sometimes, glory to God, the enemy has come in for the ones, glory to God, that knew what truth was, now compromising. Oh, we come against the spirit of homosexual that say, come up in the church and you can be able to, you can play the piano, you can be, glory to God, you can preach, and you can go out and lead the choir, and you can do this and you can do that. Oh, we are required to love one another and love our enemies and not to, glory to God, treat and mistreat one another. But there is a standard, God says, and God has not changed this standard from Noah. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot, one tittle. You said that's an abomination. We are praying that we got to walk in truth and speak truth in the name of Jesus. Not about bashing, but we cannot compromise. And not only just compromising that sin, but any sin, homosexual, adultery, glory to God, fornicating, glory, you're lying and cheating and stealing, hallelujah, out murdering and doing all things, glory to God. Sin is sin. But in the meantime, we know some things, glory to God, that God just told us not to touch, not to tamper, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And no matter how we dress it up, no matter what we say and do, it's not going to change from what God said. Thank God for his mercy and grace, but he give us time to get it right before the last before the last time of glory to God, the time before closing these eyes permanently until time to transfer over, either into heaven or hell. God, I'm praying like never before. Help us to pray one for another. And while we are praying, make sure our hands are clean, not throwing a brick and hot in our hand, not doing things glory to God contrarian and doing what we got perpetrating and doing the part and looking the part. Oh, God, but you see all. And not only do you see all, you got people right here in the land. Now, whether they're a prophet or whether they're just a prayer warrior, whoever can see some things and recognize some things according to the Spirit, according to your gifting. Let us not walk in deception. Oh, glory to God, not to be a deceiver and not to, glory to God, being deceived in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for discernment. And you said anyone like wisdom, acts. It's in James 1. God, I thank you for teaching us how to rejoice. Rejoicing, glory, even in the midst of the storm. You'll give us that joy and peace in the midst of the storm. We're not going to be running around laughing like a hyena, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. That inner man, glory, that knowing that I'm holding on to faith and standing on your word, and your word shall not change, and you're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver, and you're not slack as man count slackness, glory, that in the name of Jesus, all concerning your promises. We love you today. We appreciate you. We believe in you, glory, God, for a change and seeing miraculous healings and deliverance. Thank you for the revival starting, but we believe it for a fire of an all around the globe for the revival to break out in such a way, glory to God, that people be hungering and thirsting, glory, God, for the one to know who you are and come to know you and to live for you in the name of Jesus. Whosoever will, God, help us not to fall off, glory to God, hallelujah, off the wagon as things are going on. Help us not to get so caught up in the news and the media and this, that, and the other, and all the lies and things that people are putting out on social media and having people with fear tactics. I mean, using fear tactics out here robbing and stealing and doing all manner of things. Help us, glory to God, and not get caught up, hallelujah, in the hype of what man is saying or what man is doing. God, give us a filter so we can be able to discern what is of you and not of you in the name of Jesus. But we got to have a relationship. We got to seek out your face. We got to get in your word. We got to stay close to people that are walking in truth and walking in the light and walking, glory to God, in obedience to you in the name of Jesus. And be careful who we connect with. In the name of Jesus, you said, hallelujah, how can two walk together unless they agree? They can agree, glory, like the Tower of Babel going the wrong direction, but we want to have an agreement, hallelujah, about the things of righteousness and holiness and the things of God. God, we bless you today. We honor you today. There's none like you. I pray for all these prayer warriors that are standing and being, glory to God, on their post all these years. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's the 8th year up in glory to God going forward in the name of Jesus for the God and all the ones around the globe that are standing and have not dirty, glory, out their garments in the name of Jesus with the things of this world, and even in our mistakes, God, that we can quick to repent to get it right so we can be able to have that anointing flowing, not flowing in a gift, but flowing in the anointing to see the miraculous of what God is doing. So pray for them and their families and their loved ones. Pray, glory, again, hallelujah, for the Cunningham family, glory to God, hallelujah, Pastor Bird's niece, husband, glory to God, that lost a mother and father, a mother and brother, glory to God, through that accident in the name of Jesus, through that burial the other day. We're praying for my sister, glory, Rachel, glory, and her bereavement time, glory, with her brother yesterday. We're praying, God, the company's family. We're praying for so many others that we know about, and some, glory, going through in their bodies, and some, glory to God, that's in transition right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, and you can turn even that around. Oh, God, if it's so be it, your will, God, and the God, and even for some of us that have gone through many things, even with some things in time, but God, looked like it was so hard, but God, you had a way to comfort and you a way to heal and deliver. And some that glory to God seem like they can't seem to get their healing because they won't let go and let God come. And we are praying for those yokes to be destroyed because the devil is a liar for 10 and 15 and 20 years, grieving, like you're in a jail cell. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus. We are praying for blessings and healing. We pray for Sister Barbara. God bless her. God strengthen her, glory to hold on to faith and to look to God and heal in that area of her broken heart too as well, to let go in the name of some others that we know about, God, and saying, glory to God, that they need, glory to God, for that peace, and so they can go on about the things of God, so we don't have to be looking back and being bound up because it's a trick of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, that's speaking life and speaking awareness and recognizing the trick of the enemy. Help us all, God, and even sometimes with some people in their marriages and some, glory to God, with situation with their children and still grieving, besides all the pain through death and other some pain, glory to God, through the loss of other things, some be loss of relationship. Some may be grieving because they lost their ministry or lost their church or glory to God, that physical glory to God building because of congregation or however once was. The enemy wanted to look back, but God has a way of healing, and when we look up and live, God got another plan for us. Hallelujah. We can just trust you. He didn't come to harm us or to hurt us. God, in the name of Jesus, even in betrayal, he been there already. Hallelujah. He done been through everything we could ever imagine to know, glory, he have an answer, and he sent the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, to comfort, to teach, to lead, believe in God. God, we got to release and let go. But our trust got to be in you to have the faith. God, we're praying like never before. Oh, we want to see some miraculous things take place in families and marriages, healers and deliverers, those that are prison bound. Pray for Sister Brenda. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In her situation with her son, glory to God, accused of murder and whatever. Like, even in the midst of all of that, God, we're praying for salvation. We're praying for comfort. Oh, we're praying, glory to God, that you will bless even in that. And some of those, glory to God, that are in situations that there really was beyond their control, or either was places that shouldn't have been. And some were guilty, and is guilty. Oh, God, but we're praying for justice and praying for mercy in the midst. And other ones, glory to God, that have did some hideous and horrible things, glory to God, that justice still has to be done. But we're praying for their soul, that they'll be delivered and, glory to God, and find salvation even in the midst, glory to God, of what's going on. But God, we're praying for the hurts and the pains, and even for all of this. We pray for our children, our school children. Cover them on the blood. Bind up this setup that the enemy plotting and planning in the background, already been doing copycats. And then, God, no hurt and harm to come to these babies as they go to school, whether they're in elementary all the way up to college or however. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, protect and shield. Oh, God, and even some, glory to God, our laws got to be changing some things, even with these gun laws, but change the heart and mind. Oh, God, we are praying, glory to God, for mercy. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed and encouraged to come against the spirit of fear and the torment, glory to God, with the parents and children that already, parents that already gone through it and still got children that got to go to school, and even, glory to God, for some of the teachers. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, you help them, heal them, and deliver. And pray, glory to God, from this our country being so greedy, hallelujah, with this government and whatever states be stealing the money just because, glory to God, telling that lie about the lottery. And here it is, teachers and stuff got to come out of their pockets and got to struggle, grow out, trying to teach them that their children, when they're trying to want the best for them to get their education. Oh, God, bless them. And in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we just pray. There's so much to pray for. But we pray as we bring this to a close for our president, our vice president. Pray for their decision-making. Pray for the wisdom, God, that they need in the midst, glory to God, of all that's going on around, even the stuff that's going on in Russia and going on in Ukraine and going on, glory to God, with China and even Korea. And all the ones that are plotting and planning and have been for a long time to come against this country. God, it was founded on in God. We trust with so many idols and other doors are being opened. God, I'm praying that they be shut and closed in the name of Jesus so that way the adversary wouldn't come in and take over. But God, we know it's all in your hands. And you told us already, hallelujah, glory to God. Those that glory to God forget their God. God, I'm praying, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, be a change of heart and change of mind. Praying, God, for decision-making and pray for some wise counsel. It's a spiritual counsel as well. In the name of Jesus, praying against, glory to God, the dividers in our countries and all this other foolishness going on. We plead in the blood of Jesus for an awareness that we'll come together and be collectively as a whole. In Jesus' name, and most of all, our believers. I mean, your service, your ones that you've called out, get back in line. And even the backsliders, even those go out of compromising, those go out just trying to live right, and where everybody need to be on one accord for healing, deliverance, and God, for forgiveness and love. Hallelujah, the agape. God, we ask you to help us. We need you. So we bind Satan of all his accords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme against everything that's already been prayed that he's coming against, and we plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, and pray for our minds and our hearts to be tuned in, that we won't be perpetrators, that we won't be pretending and putting on airs, but we are, glory to God, be faithful and, glory to God, trustworthy and committed to the cause of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the disciples. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we honor you. Help us every day in the areas that we're short in, that we need to come up in. Our children, as grandchildren, seed as well. Cover them all in the blood and all the generation that you will bless and awaken them, that they live for you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Every lie and every setup, every trap, every snare, every plot, every spirit of deception to try to have them caught up and blocked and from hearing what God is saying, destroy that yoke. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We're praying that they won't dismiss the word when it comes across their path. In the name of Jesus, pray for more laborers in the vineyard, true to the cause of Christ. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord, that we don't get weary in well-doing. And help us, God, even in our own bodies. Pray for Pastor Burton, too. Thank you for her healing, regardless of what the enemy tried to do. Grow aggravating her knee and her back and her shoulder and hand. By, we thank you. We still continue to call in healing and wholeness as you continue to bless this young woman to go forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our prophet tonight. God bless her and strengthen Pastor Burton, too, as well. We thank you for all the prayer warriors in the name of Jesus, name by name, every one of them. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore. Use them for your glory. Keep them, God. Bless them. Prosper them, God. In Jesus' name we pray now. We loose this hand of the enemy, bind him up and send him back to the dry place from whence he came. Every plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, hallelujah, the COVID, anything else he's bringing, confusion, glory to God, chaos, and anything he's bringing up, glory to bring destruction, or either glory to God to try to keep us off our path of doing what God says. We bind you and loose you from your side. We shall obey God. We shall seek his face. We shall be courageous and obedient to his word in the name of Jesus, prosperous in the things that he says, supplying our needs. And as we delight in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart, because our desire is going to be in his will in the name of Jesus. We love you today. We appreciate you, and we glorify your holy name. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. And God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Without you, Lord God, we would fail. Glory to God, but through you we can do all things. Oh, sister, come back up. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ha. Glory to God. Jesus, I love you. I appreciate you and adore you. Thank you for your word. You said, glory out in your word, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God, in the name of Jesus. Come back up in a minute. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Loose your hold, devil. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Ah, God, hallelujah. Help us to always have the praise, to give you glory and give you honor. Because, hallelujah, if we didn't have you, where would we be right now? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to have be in our right mind. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we're back. In Jesus' name. We thank Mother. Glory to God, Mother Evangelist Willette. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God for, praise the Lord, our Pastor Bird. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, Pastor. Prophet, Mother Willette, you go ahead and start, and I'll get the other names in the system in a minute. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for the prayers that have already been lifted up by Minister BJ, and we touch and agree with those prayers, praise God, that is lifted up to the I Am That I Am, our Father which art in heaven. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, Lord God. First of all, I ask you, if I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, to forgive me for any sins, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, hallelujah, if there's anything in my heart that would get in the way of you hearing any request that is prayed tonight, I pray that you move it, Father God. I don't want any unforgiveness, any grudges, anything in my heart that's not like you. So I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for a brand new day. I thank you for life, hallelujah, health and strength. I thank you, Lord God, that I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I know that I'm saved, hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. And I invite your presence, hallelujah. You said where two or three are gathered, and there's two or three on this line. You said you would be in our midst, and we need you, Heavenly Father, because so many stand in need of help. In Christ Jesus, people are sick, Lord God. People are hurting, Lord God. People are in pain, and we need you, Heavenly Father. America, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And, Lord God, we invite your presence to be here with us because we know that things get done when you are on the scene. Glory be to God. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for giving us a mind, hallelujah, to intercede on behalf of others, to pray for others. So many, I heard Minister BJ lift up so many, praise God, hallelujah, the Cunningham family, the Sister Rachel and her family and the loss of her brother, and she mentioned Sister Barbara and others, Lord God, that have been lifted up, Sister Brenda and her son, Charles Julian, his situation. Father God, so many situations, Lord God, that have been already lifted up. And I know, Father God, hallelujah, my heart is Lord God, thinking about those, so many more that need help on today. We have, praise God, hallelujah, touch and agree with Minister BJ, and then Brother Reese from our church, who has been just recently diagnosed with a cancerous tumor on one of his kidneys and a cyst on the other kidney. And I thank you, Lord God, even as I lift his name up, I know that there is nothing too hard for you. You are a mighty God, a good God, a merciful God. Even I'm reminded when the men cried out, Lord, have mercy. He wanted to receive his sight. And, Father, you heard the prayer of have mercy, dear God. So we're praying that you would have mercy, Lord God, this evening, Lord God. Your servants, and this is a lot of these people are servants of yours, Lord God, been in the ministry and working hard, Lord God, for many years, Lord God. But nevertheless, Lord God, the challenge of life has faced, now he's facing this situation. But we're praying to you, Lord God, the almighty God that's able to do just what you said in your word. You said that, Lord God, that we were wounded. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. So, Lord God, I'm praying for divine healing, and I thank you for the special prayer, even the special message on divine healing that was taught at our church by our pastor on Sunday, and then we interceded for the people that stand in need of special prayer. So we're praying, Lord God, for divine deliverance, healing. Lord God, our complete recovery in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your words is no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said 1 Peter 2:24, with Jesus' stripes that we are healed. So we claim that. You said, praise God, Psalms 107 and verse 20. Hallelujah. You sent your word to heal us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 25. Hallelujah. Where you even bless our bread and our water, and you take sickness away from the body. So, Father God, and in accordance with your word, you said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, that we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we're interceding for people on this afternoon. I pray for my friend Jeanette, Lord God. She's having some extra fluid build up in her body, and she said that for whatever reason, seems like when she tried to go to the bathroom, she feel like fainting. So, and our daughter looked up some information and was saying it may have something to do with her blood pressure. So, Father, I know you know her entire situation. You know about the heart condition. You know where the swelling, the excess swelling, the fluid buildup is coming from. And we pray for divine deliverance, Father, for these people. She's not the only one, because there's other people that have been attacked with the demon of affliction, Lord God, that's causing people trouble. But I pray for divine deliverance at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said whatever we ask the Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us, that our joy be full, John 16:23-24. In Christ Jesus' name, you said ask, hallelujah, you shall receive. Knock and the door be open. Seek and you shall find. And so we're coming to you, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, as humble as we know how, because we know that people need you. Sister Rachel, Lord God, and her family are bereaved this evening. Lord God, I pray that you wrap her, your loving arms around her, Lord God, and camp, Lord God, your angels about her, and let her know how much you love her and you're concerned about what she's going through and her family's going through. Lord, have mercy, Lord God, and others that are going through. We pray, oh God, in Christ Jesus' name, for your divine presence. We pray for your wisdom, because there's so much. We could pray about the wars that's going on in Ukraine. We could pray about these storms that's out on the ocean, Lord God, these hurricanes. We could pray about the flooding. We can pray about the storms. But, God, and we realize we live on earth, praise God, hallelujah, and we realize that sometimes things are going to happen. There's going to be challenges in life, just as the scripture says when Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, praise God, hallelujah, how that he said that when the rain came and the floods came and the wind blew and beat on this house. Now, the wise person, if you build your house on a rock, you need worry. When the challenges of life come, when you're faced with different situations, you trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding and remember what his word said. And he said to ask and you shall receive. Hallelujah. You said Mark 11:22, have faith in God. And if you have faith in God, trust, believe. When you pray, believe that you shall receive. And we're praying, God, because some people, Lord God, are too sick to pray. Some people are in such a situation, Lord God, that they need someone else to intercede on their behalf. So we pray in Christ Jesus' name that you hear the prayer, Lord God, and turn these situations around. I pray, hallelujah, we bind up that demon of affliction. You said what we bind here in Matthew 18th chapter, praise God. You said what we bind here, you're binding in heaven. I trust your word, hallelujah. The word of God is right, glory be to God. And all of your works are done in truth, glory be to God. You said in, praise God, Psalms 91, praise God, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. And you said, hallelujah, your truth, your word, Father God, shall be our shield and our buckler, glory be to God. And you said, because we've made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place, that's in Psalms 91:2, you said, no evil. And Lord God, the last time I checked, sickness to me and diseases are evil. No evil, you said, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. So, Father, help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to take you at your word and claim, hallelujah, the promises of God, because they're yes and amen, hallelujah, to the glory of God. So we pray for your wisdom to teach us. Holy Spirit, help me to pray. Glory be to God. Help me to know, Lord God, what to pray about in Christ Jesus' name. So we pray for divine deliverance. We pray, as I pray a lot of times when I pray, I've asked you, Father God, to give us liberty and freedom from what? Sin and sickness and disease, strongholds, addictions, immorality, sexual disease, sexual sins. Father God, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your good and divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray, Father, that you give us liberty and freedom from it. And I pray a special prayer for those people who have not figured out that it's time to turn to you. So much going on. People, for whatever reason, they turn to the bottle. They turn to the doctors are prescribing medications, and people are getting hooked on drugs one way or the other. We're praying, Father, that you will deliver those, Lord God, who come to the knowledge to realize that it's time for a change in their life. And we pray for our loved ones. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for America. We pray, Lord God, for those in positions of authority, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are legislators, that make the laws. We pray, Father God, that people will begin to do what is good and not what's evil, to do what's right and not what is wrong, in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, some people don't even realize that they need you yet, but they do. Lord God, if they're living without Christ as Lord, Lord God, then, and they don't realize that, I pray that you, Lord God, put that person in one of your servants' path, and Holy Spirit, give us the appropriate word, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom to share with that person to let them know that God is looking for you. God still loves you. He does not want you to die in your sins, but he wants you to live. Come to Jesus while you have time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do pray, hallelujah, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have medical situations going on. And I pray that they will not give up, but they'll hold on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I lift up Teresa. I pray for her sister, Catherine. I pray, Lord God, for every person on this line and their loved ones, Lord God, maybe their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, maybe a cousin, maybe an uncle, maybe a nephew, maybe a parent, Lord God. I lift them up to you, and I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, as we stay the course, hallelujah, as we study, Lord God, as we seek ye the first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord God, as we look to the hills from which cometh our help, help us to realize, Lord God, that we can trust and we can lean and depend on you, and you will not let us down. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. I lift up your servants, Lord God, the leaders in the body of Christ. I pray for those godly marriages, Lord God. I pray, oh, Lord God, for people all over the world. I pray for our babies and the innocent ones, those in daycare, Lord God. And Lord God, just so many things are going on, and folks are not focused. I pray for the health care providers, those in the hospitals, Lord God, in the nursing homes, in the psychiatric facilities. I pray that people will treat those that they're caring for as though they're treating one of their very important loved ones of their own, and they want them to get the best treatment. But most of all, help us to learn to be kind to people and show kindness to them as though we're showing kindness to you, Father. Because you did say in your word, when we've done it to the least of them, we've done it unto you. So if we mistreat people, my God, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus, and let the preached word of God go forth in Christ Jesus' name. Father, so much more that we can pray about. We pray in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We lift up Brother Black because we hadn't heard from him according to what I've heard, Lord. So we pray that all is well with him, and Lord God, that you meet that need, whatever it is in his life. We pray no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Lord God. We pray, oh God, your divine will be done for each and every person that's represented on this line. We lift up, Lord God, every person. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for Elder Johnny May. I pray for her family. I pray for, Lord God, so many, Pastor Sims and Prophet Bird, in the name of Jesus, Minister BJ, Lord God, Sister Alexander, so many, Sister McCormick and her family, so many. I lift up to you, Father God. You know what we stand in need of. We pray for our children. We pray for those that are in school. Protect them, Lord God. Keep them safe. Cover them as we travel from one destination to the other. We pray your angels be in camp in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we love you and we appreciate you so much. We thank you for what you're doing. And Lord God, you said, be not weary in well doing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're not going to be weary, but we're going to stay on the battlefield. We're going to continue to trust in you. And one little lady used to sing at the nursing home, better days are coming by and by. When I reach that city way up in the sky, hallelujah, because soon I'll be home on high. Better days are coming by and by. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I could pray more, but you know others are going to come on the line and need to pray, so we ask you to have mercy. We ask your Holy Spirit to continue to intercede on our behalf and help us, Lord God. Help us all in the name of Jesus to stay the course and to stay, and you guide us, you lead us, you direct us, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name. Now, Father, I ask you to nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of darkness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, all this stuff that's trying to interfere, those the demons of distractions and demons of division trying to get in the way of your plan, purpose, and will for our lives. We say completely annihilated, consuming, and destroyed. And God, we thank you that there's a day coming when trouble, the songwriter said trouble won't last always, and that's the truth, because there's a day coming where there'll be no more tears, no more crying, glory be to God, hallelujah, And God, hallelujah, you're going to give, Lord God, hallelujah, the crowns to the people, Lord God, who have been steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your goodwill, your work, hallelujah, your word, in Jesus' name. I honor you, Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I praise you. Bless these by your people. Meet their need. I don't know. There's somebody may need a special, a financial blessing. Somebody may need a job. I pray as they fill out the application, Lord God, give them, grant them favor in Christ Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I honor you, Father. Jesus, I love you. I appreciate you yet sitting at the right hand of Father, making intercession for us, loving us, yet smiling at us, and yet rooting for us to continue on pressing to the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. I honor you, Father God. I thank you. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. Bless your people. Meet their need according to your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 hallelujah.
Pastor Bird, are you there? Praise the Lord. Maybe she's
I
on
am.
Call.
Hallelujah. Praise your name. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we come boldly tonight to your throne of grace. I thank you, Father God, that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. I pray, God, that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. I pray, Father God, that you give us a sound mind so that we have that mind of Christ. We hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own hearts. And I thank you, Father God, that as believers, God, hallelujah, that we stand on Deuteronomy 28:1, and it says this, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will sit thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thy be in the city, and blessed shall thy be in the field. Blessed shall thy be in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Help us to know, Father God, that the blessings of God come with a command. Help us to know, Father God, that we just can't do everything we want to do and still stand on your promises and on your word, Father God. It comes with condition. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, because of some news I'm hearing, God, and because of some things in the air, I lift up the body of Christ, God. We need you, dear God. We need you in our churches, God, like never before. Because we got men and women that don't fear God. We got men and women, Father God, in the pulpit, on the deacon board, teaching Sunday school, holding offices, deacons, and even preachers alike, God, who has not adhered to Deuteronomy 28. They are doing all kinds of things, God, and still think that you're going to bless them. But, God, I am praying for the body of Christ as I come and lift them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes to truth. Help them to know, God, that those promises and that your word comes with a command and that we just can't live any kind of way we want to and still think that we are being blessed of you, Father God. Open the eyes of the blind, Father God, because they are being deceived. And how can the blind lead the blind? God, we can speak all kinds of things out of our mouth. Just as your word said, faith without works is dead. And God, all that stuff that's coming out of their mouth is not what is in their hearts, Father God. And I'm praying for your mercy and grace. Hallelujah, upon the men and women of God, so that they not lead your flock away from you, dear God. Because believe it or not, those same people that you're preaching to and teaching and speaking the word, they see the real you. And they know you are not living anything, and therefore they don't live anything. Have mercy on us, your people, dear God. Have mercy on us. You said we just going to be saying peace, peace, and there is no peace. Help us to open our eyes to truth, Father God. We can be healed. We can be whole. We can have finances, God. We can be blessed in areas that we think is from you, but we got to know that the devil will bless you too because you're doing his work. And you're speaking all of this stuff out of your mouth, God. And you're doing just what the world do. God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on the body of Christ. You told us to pray one for another, dear God. You said that in these last days, God, we were going to be pulled away with all kinds of false doctrine, God. Oh, God, I'm praying for the body. I'm praying for the body to come into the knowledge of truth. I'm praying for the body to know that, yes, we do serve a good God. We serve a loving God. We serve a God of mercy and grace. But we also serve a God of justice. Oh, Cortani, we need to repent and come back to you, Father God, and turn from our wicked ways and seek you. God, my heart was just touched when I heard some news. I mean, my heart was crying out. Oh, God, I don't care what kind of good works we do. We got to be saved. We got to be living the life that we're preaching about. And, God, we see people working and doing things, and we think all is well. But, God, behind the scenes, they're living just like the world, and they are being deceived by the enemy. They are being deceived by Satan because a lot of them are prospering, God. They're prospering in finances and all kinds of stuff, and they're teaching prosperity and all of that from the pulpit of their lives, God. Hallelujah. Those things that they're doing in darkness, I am asking in Jesus' name that you pull the curtains, God. I'm asking that you pull the covers, hallelujah, so that the brethren can see and correction can come so that their souls will be saved, dear God, in Jesus' name. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on the body of Christ. Hallelujah. As we're trying to lead other people to you, and all lives itself will be lost. Oh, God, I'm praying for the body. God, we know that this nation and this country and even the whole world, we're in a mess right now, Father God, because we are living in the last days. But, God, I'm believing you for revival. Revive us again. I'm believing you, Father God, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like never before. We're in serious times, God. And there's still those that get up in the pulpit and just talking about getting your stuff. The more money you give, the more you're going to get. And people are dying and going to hell. Father God, I don't care what we possess. When we stand before you, it's going to burn. It's going to be rubbish. Only the things of God is going to survive. So God, open the eyes of the body of Christ today. I'm standing in the gap for him, Father God. I am praying and believing that the Spirit of the living God would move so strongly in these last days that the eyes of the people will be open to truth, God, in Jesus' name. We can't just live any kind of raggedy lives and think we're saved. Oh, God, I cry out and stand in the gap for all this false teaching. Stand in the gap, Father God, for those who even believe that they're saved because they go to church. Open their eyes, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, in the face of everything that's going on in the world, Father God, as we pray without ceasing, as we pray for one another, God, as we stand in the gap for one another, I pray that you break our hearts for what breaks yours, God. Because a lot of us, we see these things and we bat our eyes. We can't pray nobody into heaven. We can't pray nobody out of hell. They got to change, God. So help us to speak truth when we know truth. Help us, Father God, not to be afraid to tell somebody you need to change. You need to turn around. You need to be saved. I don't care who it is. Give us that boldness in this last days like never before, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to speak forth, God. Help us to speak with the boldness. Because, God, all power has already been given to your body and to the church. But we got to be right. We can't be wishy-washy. We can't be just on the thin line, Father God. One day we're speaking truth, and the next day we're cussing our brothers and sisters out. It's time out for all of this foolishness, God, in the body of Christ. And I pray, God, that in these last days that we hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. I pray that in these last days, Father God, that we seek you like never before because you are the only one that can change us, God. You said your sheep hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. But God, I see them falling after every other voice. And that voice is not yours. So have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on us, starting with the body of Christ, so that we can be in a position where we can speak to the world. And because of how we live and what they know of us, it will make them turn and change. But God, they're not changing because they know too much about the people in the church. And they know what they're doing, and they call them hypocrites. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy. And, God, I do pray the prayer of faith. God, that the sick will be healed. Hallelujah. I am praying, Father God,
that the lost will be saved. And I'm praying, Father God, that we will be delivered from the snares and the traps that Satan has set for us. He's setting them every day, Father God. But I say no weapons formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue, God, that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. God, we need you like never before. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to know that you are shield and our buckler, Father God, and that we are hidden in you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, and that we can do all things but fail. And the same thing that we are praying for others, God, it also has to come back to us. If you can deliver them, hallelujah, out of idolatry, if you can deliver them, God, out of fornication, if you can deliver them, Father God, out of all illicit relationships, God, you can do the same for us. Help us, God, help us. Oh, help us to know that the devil got a trap set for us. But we can, you can bring us through them all, dear God. I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you prepare your bride for this next phase, because it's not going to get any better. You already told us that it was going to get worse. But God, as the world get worse, we got to get better. We got to change. We got to be in a position, Father God, because none of us are perfect. Hallelujah. Certainly not me. I am not perfect. But I serve a perfect God. I serve a God, hallelujah, who gave his son to die for me because he realized I was weak. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for giving us a Savior. You did not rely on this flesh, God, to do the right thing. So you gave us Jesus. And I am praying, Father God, for those who keep using that excuse of, well, you know, nobody is perfect. But we serve the perfect one. Open their understanding and their minds to exactly what that means, dear God. We don't have to continue to live in sin. You've already given us a way of escape. But that got to get in the minds of the believers. Yes, you are graceful. Yes, you are merciful. Yes, you love us unconditionally. But you have a standard, God. And we got to live up to that standard, not in the flesh. Not trying to do it on our own, but know that you've already made a way for us. And his name is Jesus. Oh, Shabakosete. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, even for this nation, Father God, that there is awakening. Even when we hear wars and rumors of wars and all of this stuff that's happening, all the negotiations and everything that's going on, even in the White House and all over the world, God, that we need you more than anything else. You will give us strategies. You will give us plan. You will show us other ways, Father God. But help us, God, because every nation, God, that turns its back on you will end up in destruction. And God, we on our way there. Hallelujah. Some things gonna happen and change by prayer. Other things is not. Because we're gonna have to turn from our wicked ways and seek your face. So Father God, I do thank you tonight. It's just heavy on me tonight. But you know, I pray, Father God, for the body and all your people. I pray for the world. I'm praying for change
throughout, dear God, in Jesus' name. And I do lift up Sister Rachel, even as we've talked and prayer has gone up, as I just lift her up tonight and offer my condolence to her and her family, God. Be with them, protect them, and keep them, dear God, and comfort them as only you can. I know that we can speak words of encouragement and love and all of that, but God, eventually you just gonna have to give them a hug and let them know that it's all right. So, Father God, I pray for every believer on this phone tonight, Father God. I pray that every need they have be met in you. I pray that every prayer, God, that they have prayed and sent up before you, that the answer is already on the way. Hallelujah. I come in total agreement with Pastor BJ and Minister Willette, Father God, because we are one. Hallelujah. And we're on the same team. So I agree with the prayers that they've sent up to you tonight. And I believe, God, that what have gone out will come back answered, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your will and your purpose, Father. So have your way. And even I do need to just say, I pray for Sister Brenda. I pray for her broken heart. Because, God, I know as a parent what she must be going through. I lift up a son to you, Father God. Because we don't know what happened. But I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that even during this time, that he will have a new mindset. God, that if he did what they say he did, that there will be a repentance going on in Jesus' name. And we do pray for your mercy and your grace upon him, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father, I love you and I praise you. And I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless, keep, and protect us. And most of all, give us a new mindset and a mind change. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Mother, Pastor Sims, and I'm going to ask whether I don't know for sure, forgot already whether Mother McCormick says she's going to be up to prayer or not. I'll check right with her. Bless the Lord. Amen. Mother, Pastor Sims.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've allowed us to live in. Father, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Father, for these mighty prayer warriors that have gone before me, Lord, with so much word and so much power, Father, so much wisdom, Lord God. We just thank you for them, and I do come in agreement with each and every one of the ones that have prayed before me, Father. And I ask, Lord God, that you teach me how to pray and the things that I need to pray for. Lord, we just lift you up because you are the high and mighty, lofty, lofty ruler of the universe, Lord. It's none like you, Father. No, oh, I thank you, Father. You have no equal. You have no rival. Nobody can stand before you and say they are more than you or that they can do. Oh, thank you, Lord. We praise your name because we know who you are, Lord, and we know whose we are. And, Father, I come tonight giving you thanks and praise for every good and perfect gift that I have received and that you have given unto me and to others and to this world, because you still the God of all flesh. That's what the word say, the God of all flesh, Father. And you don't make no difference in no color and no nothing, Father. You love the world and all that's in it. And we come, Father, we're asking you to please stretch out your mighty hand for the careless and the unconcerned. Pastor Bird spoke on it. You just can't. It ain't but one way. And you have to come the kingdom way. You can't come your way. And I've heard people say, well, I'm serving it my way. But it's only one way, and that's the right way. That's the kingdom way. That's the way God or that you can't change his word to suit you. You can't improve on him. He's perfect in all of his ways. You can't fix it your way. And thank you, save, and you go into glory. Father, we come, we ask you, Father, that you bless the elderly people, because we see a pattern in this world today, how this enemy is just trying to wear out the older people, the saints of God. Come with this and come with that and come with the other. Father, help us to hold on to your mighty, strong, powerful hand, no matter what comes and how it comes. You listen at the ones, Lord, I listen at the ones on the line tonight. So many people stand in need of your help. Nobody can help them like you can. And we thank you, Lord. We pray, Father God, for people in the nursing homes, as my sisters always pray, and I thank them so much, because I do have a loved one, my brother Alonzo, who is in there, and all of these things are needed. Love. Pastor BJ talked about loving people and treating people as you would like to be treated. And that's a wonderful prayer. Because one day, you don't ever know where these people are going to be and what they're going to be faced with. But we ask, Lord God, that you not let them reap what they sow. Let them stop in due time. Ask for forgiveness. And do the things God's way, because God's way is the right way. Father, we pray for the St. Jude Hospital that does the children's research, Father, that they will find cures for these dread diseases and all these things that come upon children. If they could find cures for them, Father, and help them, that they be able to live their life in health and wholeness and wellness. And I pray this for mankind. And Father, I ask that you bless mankind everywhere, all over the land and country, Father, that you would bless them. Let them hear your word and be obedient to your word. Father, I thank you and I give you glory. I give you honor, Father. We pray for every home, everybody that's represented on this line tonight. All, I won't go over them, but all of the special needs, Father, I pray for those, Father, that you lift people up in their spirit. And you hear them say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. But, Lord, let it be real. Let it be truly the joy of the Lord be their strength, Father. And they can stand up against the wiles of the devil, have it on the whole armor. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Father, to be obedient to your word. Help us, Lord God, to follow your example. And you came into this world, and you went before us. We can't tell you how bad this feels and how bad that, because you already know. And, Father, we come. We want to say we love you, we praise you, we give you honor, we give you glory, all the glory that belongs to you, Lord. Help us, Father, to be that one that you're looking for when you come back in these last and evil days, that we will hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. Father, we bless you now, and we ask that you grant us these requests in the mighty, strong, powerful, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for all the power for this night and the move of God. It's so anointed. Bless the Lord. Mother McCormick, I can't remember what you said. Did you would pray or not
yes,
tonight?
Yes. I pray.
Praise
the Lord, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, I come, Lord, this afternoon, God. I come, God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. Lord, I know that you see and you know every situation, and I know that you have already heard every prayer that have went up, Father. And so, God, I touch and agree with each and every one of my sisters right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because I realize, Heavenly Father God, it is you, Lord, that have made us and not us ourselves, and we are your people, Lord God. And so, God, we come, Lord God, just calling on your name on tonight, Lord God, knowing that my sisters already called on your name and already prayed on different things. And so, Lord God, I just touch and agree with them, God, because we need you, God. We need you like never before, God. We cannot make this journey down here by ourselves. And I realize, Heavenly Father, God, if it had not been for you, God, where would we be tonight, God? So I thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for how you woke me up this morning. You started me on a brand new day I never seen before. How you breathed the breath of life in me, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the cool breeze. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you, Lord God, even for the rain, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the birds that out there and how they be singing and how they be doing different things, Lord God. But, God, look at the birds. As we look at the birds, they don't want for nothing because, God, you always take care of them. And we know, God, if you take care of the birds, you'll take care of us. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord God, where it talks about that in destruction somewhere in the Bible. So, God, we thank you for it, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to walk with your people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to continue to have that mind, to want to live right and to want to do right and want to be able to stand and be that light in these last and evil days that somebody might see the Jesus in our life. Oh, Father God, like I said, there's so much has happened, Lord God. God, we pray right now, God, for the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. We ask you to go into the hospital, God. Go into the prison camp, Lord God. God, we pray that you look down on those that's in the nursing home, Father. Lord, you know their hearts. You know the minds of people, Lord God, that goes in there sometimes. And, Lord God, knowing that some of them be in there, Lord God, they not as bad as some of them that's in there, but they have to go because nobody is there to, their family members is not able to take care of them. So, therefore, they have to put them in a home somewhere or put them in a retirement home. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for these kind of situation that goes on with older people when they get a little age on them, Lord God. And we pray that you will let them know, God, that you will be there with them, God. You will never leave them nor forsake them. Whatever they might be going through, you will be right by their side. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know that your word tells us, Lord God, that by your stripes that we already healed. When we go through our sickness, Lord God, when we go through any sickness, you already took sickness away from us. And so, God, by faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so even though the enemy come in even though he try to come in like a flood, but we know that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, because we can look to you, Lord God, and we can call on your name. We know, God, that you'll come and see about us. You'll come and open that door. You'll come and make that way for us. And so, God, we just pray right now, God, for each and every one, God. We pray for all the prayer warriors on this line on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for their family, Lord God. We ask you to look on each and every one that's on the prayer line, their family. We ask you to touch each and every one that comes on this line on tonight. And, God, give them the strength to continue to hold on and keep the faith, Lord God. Keep trusting and keep relying on you, God, because you're the only one that can help us in a day and time like this. We pray that you go into the school system, Lord God, and touch the kids that's in school system, Lord God. And we pray, God, that you continue to put angels around the doors of the schools, of the college, and different places where the little kids, where they go to school, or the daycare. We pray for that situation, Lord God. Even on the campus, when people get out of their cars and walk on the campus, Lord God, we even pray for the Spirit of the Lord being around the campus everywhere, Father, in the name of Jesus, that no one come on there with no kind of wrong mind and want to do things that they shouldn't be doing in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for those situations, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that don't have that water, God, that clean water. God, we ask you to look on them right now, Lord God. Look on them little babies, Lord God, that be laying there sometime when they have to drink that bad water and they get sick, Lord God, and their mama be looking at them and she can't do anything to help them, Lord God. We pray for that land, where that place that the water is bad, Lord God. And we pray somehow in some way that the government or some kind of way things will come a change where those babies get that water like that. So one day they can have some clean water, Lord God, to be able to drink clean water and be able to have the water to bathe in and to be able to use it the way that it should be used, Father. God, we know that you will come and you will deliver after a while, Lord God. We know it's not going to last like this always. We know there will be a change after a while, Father. So, God, help us to hold on and wait on you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, like everybody just already said in Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So help us, Lord God, just to hold on and just trust you, Lord God, because we know help is on the way, Lord God. It may not look like it's coming, but we know if we just hold on and wait on you, God, we know, God, that things, if we just hold on and wait on God, we know things will work out for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that have lost their loved ones, God. We pray for my family that's going through them tonight, Lord God. We pray for my all my nieces and my nephew, God. We ask you to touch them on tonight. They have lost their brother. Lord, we pray that you'll give them strength, Lord God, and that you will hold them up, God. But most of all, we pray that they will come together the more, God, and to have the love for one another that they should, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to look down on those, God, people, Lord God, that don't have the things that they need, Lord God. When it come a time, sometime when people are getting ready to leave this world, God, that they don't have the things that they need to burn a person, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to learn how to get this thing straightened out before the time comes for a situation like that, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. We just need to have that wisdom and that knowledge, Lord God. And we realize sometimes people is not able to do these things. They're not able to do it. But God, if they can, God, help them to get things situated in that way to be able to have that situation done when it's time for them to leave this world, God, to be able to not leave it back here on other people to have to do, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for that situation, Lord, because we know that you're the only one that can touch the minds of people, because the mind, God, is a terrible thing to waste, Lord God. And you told us, Lord God, that we should have the mind of Christ, Lord God. You told us, Lord God, to look to you, Lord God, look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know that all our help comes from you on tonight, Lord. And you told us, God, also you said in Matthew 21:22, you said, whatsoever thing you ask, when you pray, believe me, you will receive it. So, God, whatever when we begin to pray, and when we pray, we ask for something, just pray about it and believe it, and we shall receive just what we prayed about if we believe it. So, God, help us to have that faith to stand on your word, God, and walk by faith and not by sight. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for all these things that have already, the prayer warrior have already prayed. There's so many things that we can touch and agree about, so many different things that we can pray about. But, God, we thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that sin's blood back on Calvary Cross. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for him, Lord God. He didn't have to do it. But he looked beyond our fault. He saw our needs. And so, God, we love you on tonight, Lord God. We appreciate you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Now, Lord, we pray right now that you'll continue, Lord God, to strengthen your people, Lord God, as they go through the situation and things that they go through. Strengthen us, Lord God, that we will keep our minds focused on you, Lord God, that we will learn how to look to you in every problem, in every situation that we're going through. We will learn how to look to you, Lord God. And, God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you will keep us as we go through life's journey, that we will keep our focus, that we will keep believing in you, that we won't be down and out, but we will learn how to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we got to encourage ourselves when we go through situations. And sometimes we got to realize, God, it's all about you. And we have a choice to make. We can choose the right way or we can choose the wrong way. But it's best to choose the right way, the way is through Jesus Christ. So, God, we just thank you, Lord. And, God, teach me how to pray and teach me what to pray for. Teach me how to pray in the way that you want me to pray and help me to learn how to live the life that you want me to live, to be what you want me to be, to stand strong. And when it comes to talking to people, that I say what you want me to say and I do what you want me to do. And, Lord God, as I go forth in this life journey, God, I pray that you, Lord God, will help me, Lord God, to learn how to be able to the talk to my family the more and tell them the things that they need to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now for what you're doing, Lord God, how you're making me stronger than what I have been. But most of all, God, I want to be real. I don't want to be half-stepping. I don't want to be half-doing things that I shouldn't be doing. I want my light to shine. I want to be what you want me to be, Lord God. And when I pray and when I see people, Lord God, I want to pray for them. I want to let them know God is able. God is able to turn your around. God is able to help you. If you want to change, he'll help you to change. He'll make that way for you. And I just pray, Lord God, I just pray for the world as a whole, God. And so, God, I thank you, Lord God. I ask you to continue, Lord, to look down on Sister Hubbard and her family. And like I said, and Prophet Bird and Prophet and Apostle and Lord God, Sister Melissa Willett, Mother Alexander, and Pastor Stim, and all of them, God, everyone that's on the prayer line. I thank God. I didn't get a chance to say that on last week because I was on the line, but I didn't get a chance to say this. But I thank God for meeting each and every one of y'all the other Saturday. I thank God for you. I love you, and I pray that we'll continue to stick together and continue to be what God will have us to be. And I thank you, God, for making that way for us to be together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful prayers. We give God glory. Amen. We have some time yet, praise God, to take our prayer requests. I didn't see Evangelist Brenda or either my sister, Johnny Mae. We just pray all as well. And all the prayers went forth with them. Praise God. So anyone have a prayer request now, we want to go ahead and take it. We know there were some people already that was spoken up for prayer, but if there's any specific that we still need to touch and agree on, then we want to go ahead and take those requests now. And if Pastor Bird have a word, we also will take that. If God put something in her spirit, she said a lot, even in those things was a message in some things in the prayer was praise God for it too. And courage and enlighten, and all the prayers, my God, has something for to lift our spirit as well as we're encouraging and praying for others, and even some things for us to get rooted and grounded and being steadfast in the faith right now like never before, and keeping our joy and our peace and looking to the Lord, because even when things go on, we have no other to look to but him to even take us through and get us out, and realize this too shall pass. We get to get stuck sometimes when we don't trust him, or when we start reasoning and analyzing or allowing the enemy to speak in our minds, and then you get stuck in that area trying to get free. And if you're not open to hear the Spirit of the Lord when he's speaking or through his word or even when he sends somebody, then the enemy can lock you down and have you in bondage longer. And that could be any of us if we do not keep pressing in. Amen. Any prayer requests?
Could I say something?
Oh, yes, Papa.
This is so in my spirit. And God is saying to us to be alert in this season. Be alert in this season. And God has had me so focused on the body of Christ. Because all of us know somebody who is professing Jesus Christ, but their lives don't resemble it. God wants us to be so alert and focused and love our brothers and sisters so much that we will speak out about sin. Because
mm-hmm.
there's so many in the church from the pulpit all the way down that ain't nothing but churchgoers. And their life resembling something else God is going to expose that. And God is going to expose it to his church first before he pulled the covers. And God wants the church to be so alert. God wants the church to be in a position where you will come to the place you don't mind hurting your sister's or brother's feelings, but you're going to be concerned about their body, their soul, and their mind. So God, during these last days, is going to show us some things. And God wants us to be brave enough and love them enough. Well, we just tell them the truth. That's going to be a responsibility of the body, because God loves us that much. And he's going to let the church see before he let the world see. So God just wants us to be alert. God wants us to be in that place where we're going to speak the truth to our sisters and brothers in love, not in condemnation. Because God don't condemn us, and neither can any other man. So I just ask in the name of Jesus that we continuously that keep our focus on God, and if he show us anything, for us to be brave enough and love our sisters and brothers enough to expose sin and speak truth. Amen.
Thank you.
My God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander talked about that a lot. I'm telling you, and not to be worried about a sister or this or that feeling for speaking truth. Oh, when we're sharing and talking, she's been talking about that for some years. And I know, some way that she can be able to hear that message back tonight. It really would encourage her, as well as the prayers, because that is something that's so pertinent and very important, and being bold. And I know some probably get offended even when I cannot go along. If you got don't tell me to say that, I'm not going to say nothing. But sometimes I know people don't like always the truth. But I thank the Lord for even that night sometimes when you say it about the boldness and that God bless, and, you know, and it's a purpose for it. But you have to remember, and I learned that many times over the years, God got different assignments for all of us. And you have some that's soft-spoken with this, that, and other. God used them in that area. Some he used like the Navy SEALs and boldness and some things, but still yet the condition. In the rest of it, we are not to beat people down or belittle them or whatever. But some things got to be said boldly, because other times some people are continuing to stay in the same condition. If you turn back around and pacify this, that, and the other, got to be some alertness some awakening over to God. And sometimes got to be a little shock treatment to come to yourself to recognize. And it's up to you whether you choose to serve and do what God wants to do, or accept what he's saying or not. But he said, choose you this day, let us know. And so for this finish, we got to make some choices. But he give us the word to let us know how we need to walk, and then we just can't pacify. He also tell us we can't be a partaker of another man's sin either. But can't go along with it. But God, thank you, prophet, for the word that you said, gave. I'll try to go back so I can try to write some of this right here back down. I did write a little bit, but it's very important. It's really at a time now. It's like never before, because it's such a falling away right in our faces, people that you never thought, and some of the compromises that's going on and some of the things that's caused people to just really got caught up in this world system and still yet want to still confess Christ but still living something contrary to, and not even thinking about what your fruit is saying. And you can have the fruit look good on the outside, but you have worms and all kinds of things and parasites in it. And so far, we got to make sure that kind of fruit that we're putting out is somebody getting contaminated with the kind of fruit. But nevertheless, that's another story in itself, but it's true. But praise God for the word. And if there's no other prayer requests, and the prayer requests that we have prayed, and some people have already prayed even on some of the requests that are out there, we pray that you continue to be encouraged and be strengthened. And we're going to believe, God, that Pastor Bird, everything goes well with her, that she'll Burton, Apostle, that she'll be able to speak and remind her about this Sunday. But I know sometimes when you get really busy, got a lot going on in the ministry, things can happen for delay. So we'll leave that as that. But I will be getting back to we probably have to do like in October, the end of October, Pastor Mitchell will bring back that comeback in the board that she was talking about. I think it was Hannah, whatever God has in that mess. I think that's the end of October, the 4th. But in the meantime, I'm going to have the prayer warriors. We may have to, in between that, we'll probably, throughout the rest of the year, probably have between 2 to 3 of us on and two throughout the year until we can, as the Lord bless, for the next couple of months. And we'll find out if he's going to do something extra in between that. But I'll be getting back with you so we can put you on the roster for whatever it's going to be, whatever God bless for the next few weeks, the next couple of months in the month as it is. As life lasts, the Lord say the same. But I thank God again for the powerful prayers tonight and all that was on. And hello?
I have a couple of requests.
Okay.
Okay. I have a cousin right now that's in the emergency room. She does have stage 4 cancer, but she decided to get up and go on about her business, and she goes sick or well, but she's in the emergency room right now with chest pains and a little shortness of the breath. She's been there since up in the day of 3 o'clock or so, 4 o'clock or so, and she's asking for prayer, and she wants to go home. She's been in the hospital so much that everything is okay, and she's going home. And I pray also for both my sisters. One sister is having a lot of trouble with a hip joint pain. She gets it sometimes, and it's lasting long, and it's painful. And another sister is going for a colonoscopy in tomorrow afternoon, and I pray for those of you. Just pray for my family and for that cousin that's in the hospital emergency room right now. She has the stage 4 cancer, but we're hoping it doesn't have anything to do with that. I'm hoping maybe it's muscular or whatever it is, that God will reveal it so that she can get help and relief from that. She's a straight-up prayer warrior Christian, and so I would appreciate it if all of you would lift her up. And the two sisters. There's a lot going on. The enemy is trying to wear out the saints. And that's what it seems to me. They're being attacked more than anybody.
Yes. It is that time. Praise the Lord. Bless God. I don't know if Pastor Bird is left, but if not, then we ask Evangelist, well, Ed.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, Pastor Bird may have already left. Father Willette.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We thank you that you are the true and living God. We thank you, Lord God, that you never get tired of hearing what our requests are. And, Father God, we come against this all-out attack against the body of Christ, our family members, Lord God, our friends, Lord God. And we plead the blood of Jesus against this demon of affliction in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the authority that you give us in the earth. That, Lord God, when we see something, we can say something about it. Mark 11 says to have faith in you. And to speak to the mountain and say, uproot yourself and be cast in the sea. And we don't doubt what we're saying, but believe that what we're saying will come to pass. You said we can have what we say. That's what your word says. So I thank you for giving us authority in the earth. So we bind up these spirit of afflictions in the name of Jesus. And we pray in Christ Jesus, dear God in heaven, that you lift a standard against this wickedness of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. There's no good thing that you will withhold from them, Lord God, that love you, who walk upright. Glory be to God. And Father God, I thank you because of Jesus. I heard Pastor Prophet Bird speak about that the one that lives in us, he is perfect. He is a great hallelujah God. Glory be to God. So you give us authority to say something. So we're speaking. We intercede on behalf of Pastor Sims' cousin, Lord God, that's in the ER. We pray that you arrest whatever condition that's fighting against her. We pray, God, that you give a good report and let her leave out of there. Lord God, feeling much better in Jesus' name. We pray against cancer. We pray that God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you'll wipe it off the planet Earth. The blood of Jesus against this demon of cancer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we just pray for her cousin, Lord God. We pray that you will help her, Lord God. You know what is causing the shortness of breath. Lord God, we pray that the doctors, Lord God, will pay attention. Like we said, let them treat the patient as they come in as though they're treating one of their beloved family members that they'll do anything for to make sure that they're being taken good care of. And, Father, we know, hallelujah, we can go to the doctors to get stitched up. We can go and get a diagnosis. We can go to get some medication for some of our ailments. But we know that the healing, the healer, you are the healer. So we look to you, glory be to God. And we say Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms 107, verse 20, and Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 25, glory be to God. We pray the word of God over these ailments, and we know that when, Lord, even when heaven and earth pass, your word is still going to stand, and your word, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, it's our shield and our buckler, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we pray, Lord God, your word against these things, cancer, against, Lord God, this pain in the hip, her sister who has the hip joint pain. In Christ Jesus' name, you know what it is. I don't know if it's arthritis, if it's something going on in a hip other than that, but Father God, you release your supernatural healing power and release that excess pain in her body so she can do the things she need to. And you know about the sister that's going for the colonoscopy. And we pray for a good report for her colonoscopy, Father. Yes. Let them look to see if there's anything going on in her body, if there's any polyps, they'll be able to remove those polyps. And we pray that they are non-cancerous in Christ Jesus. We speak, declare, and decree it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father God, that we can bring our needs to you. Thank you, Lord God. And, oh, glory be to God. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Father, that it would be a day where we can just come and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I worship you. But you see the enemy he's like throwing a rock and high in his hand. But, God, we pray that standard is lifted against that enemy. And I pray that he, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you give him such a headache, he'll have to crawl back to his hole. At the name of Jesus, I trust you said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So I thank you, Father God. We bind up that wicked one, that evil one, in Christ Jesus' name, and we pray, God, for a great turnaround, a great deliverance, a great healing. But healing comes from you, Father. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, Father God. And Holy Spirit, we need your help. If I need to pray some different way, you got to help me out. Otherwise, yes. I'm going to pray what your word says. I love you, Father. I thank you. We pray the prayer of faith, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. We love you, we bless you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, my sister.
Glory be to God. Praise God.
Amen.
All right, Sister Rachel or Sister Lois, there's something before we close tonight that's on your heart. If we're going to give you that space now before we close.
No, ma'am.
No? All right, you pray that you too. And Pastor Mother McCormick, all your family, be encouraged as we continue to pray. All right, ladies, we bless the Lord and we believe in God for great things.
And looking
yes,
for anticipation and expectancy. I had to run to the ladies' room real quick. Was holding it. But in the meantime, so I was out of little breath. But nevertheless, we bless the Lord. And I thank God again for the power of prayer with faith and anticipation of expectancy. And even
yes,
the words
Lord.
In the prayers that you've been praying and the things God's been speaking to our hearts and the message from the prophet. And I was going to ask her when I was talking to Mother Alexander on the phone, then she let me know she wouldn't be able to make it tonight, but her prayers would be with us. And then Pastor Bird had called back. And while we were on the phone, just for those couple of minutes, Mother had asked about the words for tonight. And I said, I was going to ask her, too, did she have something? And I said, now, look at God. We was believing God, because we know a lot of times it's coming hot off the press. But look at God. Nearly before time for us to close out, there was a word for the body, and that was a blessing. So we thank God again for God blessing 3-4 chords. We love you, and thank God for the power of prayer. Thank you, Mother Willette. You're always on your post, all of us, but it's just that the power of the anointing in the prayers that you pray God continue to bless and use you. As he said, greater things that I'm believing doors will be open for you to carry the message for different places. And as he opened the door there where you are, so be it. If not, there is some messages that God bless that it is going to be delivered and God going to open the way. And we're not going to try to figure it out or analyze it, but there is coming a time that God's going to bless because you're so full of
Amen.
So much. Amen. But I thank God for each one of you for the power of the anointing and the prayers. Bless the Lord. And we pray God's blessings on the endeavors and what you want to do, too, for your family in the praise, time for the praise before the Lord. I can't remember what you called it, Mother Pastor Sims, for next month, that God will bless for that with your family and friends, salvation, deliverance, and healing coming as you exalt the Lord, as you also glory out, bring and remember some things for your family. Well, we thank God for all of that, and we thank God, glory to God, for the revival of Pastor Ford, for those, the apostle that will be coming out of Fayetteville, the Fayetteville Apostle Burton. I think it's, it is right. It's October 12th and 13th, and that you are doing your, what God has given you for ministry, too, on the that next Saturday after that. I mean, on next Saturday.
October 14th.
Yes. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord for all that's being done and Sincere Women on the Move for Christ in December. God did give me for talks about that over the last couple of years, and Mother Alexander and I've talked to Pastor Betty, so we'll use that center. So we have a date for December 2nd. That's on a Saturday. For the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, it's almost 31 or even 32 years. I got to go back in the pandemic, and even last year we weren't able to do anything. But we will have a small celebration, so we'll get that out for anyone that desires to come. But, Father, we do thank you tonight for your love and kindness, mercy, and thank you for the prayers, the power, the anointing, and everything that God is doing. Pray blood covering over all the families and the church family, and pray, God, that you continue to keep us with a mindset to be bold and be obedient and submitted and make sure we have clean hands to carry out your assignment. So we don't want to be the blind leading the blind, and how or either what Paul said, that you preach to others, I preach to others, and then they get saved or get delivered, and I'll be a castaway. God, we want to pray blood covering, protection, angels of the Lord being camped by the Satan, all the cords that set up trap, plot, plan, scheme, and untimely death, sickness, disease be eradicated now, speaking life, health, and wholeness, peace, and joy, anticipation and expectancy of greater things yet to come. Thank you for healing our bodies and our minds, all our loved ones, and we give all glory to you. Shalom, 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 shalom. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen and shalom.
Shalom and celebration and glorify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless Mother Ursa and Mother Freeman and Mother Elise and Mother Kim. Praise God. Bless them all, Lord. And Mother Alexander. Amen. Love you.
Amen.
All right. Y'all have a good night. Love you. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. The power of his word. Thank you, Jesus.